Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Kicking off the third hour here, live Saturday show. Phones are open as always, and you can join us. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian
Peekless Mountaineer
and some guy who cannot air drum. Coming up, we're going to get into, Peekless, you wanted to talk about CBDCs, the central bank digital currencies. We can get into that here, but there's just a couple more points I think are worth making in regards to this supposed ISIS plot to kill George W. Bush. It was reported in the mainstream media over the last week or so, and I immediately was suspicious just based on the headlines, like, why is ISIS doing anything right with George W. Bush, you know, a decade and a half later? And when you start actually reading the mainstream media report, it becomes pretty clear that it was actually the FBI that was involved at a high level with this. There are at least two confidential informants who are identified in the search warrant in this particular case, one of whom, in the excerpt provided by Forbes, and this isn't, by the way, the point of the Forbes article. The Forbes article isn't to out the FBI. It's just if you read the article, you can come to the conclusion that the FBI was involved. The headline is not FBI involved in supposed ISIS plot,
yeah,
which is the actual, in my opinion, story here. The headline is exclusive, ISIS plotting to assassinate George W. Bush in Dallas. Well, where's the evidence that ISIS was doing anything? You've got one guy who that they've arrested. His name is Shihab Ahmed Shihab.
Shihab, who put the lang in the dang in the ding.
And he lives in Columbus. Lives in Columbus, Ohio. They got this one guy, and supposedly he was going to bring in some people. He was going to import people. According to this story, in a conversation with a confidential source, FBI source, the suspect said he was planning to get four Iraqi national males located in Iraq, Turkey, Egypt, and Denmark into the United States, according to the warrant. In a later conversation, he claimed that one of the four was, quote, the secretary of an ISIS financial minister. The alleged smuggler described the men as former Ba'ath Party members in Iraq who did not agree with the current Iraqi government and are political exiles. He was planning to charge each of them $15,000 to be smuggled into America, the FBI said. And so, again, this comes back to my other question of, well, if indeed these men really existed and that they themselves weren't FBI plants, yeah, that he was talking to this whole time, oh, yeah, yeah, we'll help you with this thing. Yeah. Well, we just need you to plot to import us, and that way they can charge him with, you know, conspiracy to commit whatever the charge is when you try to import somebody without permission, right?
And it sounds like they had cash to throw around, too.
Yes, they were buying things. The confidential informant, it sounds like they paid for his way to go to Dallas and take photographs. They actually accompanied him. One of the FBI confidential sources accompanied him to George W. Bush's home and took photographs and video and so on.
Well, that narrative is not in the government-approved Overton window.
What do you mean?
So what is allowed to be spoken about, I'm guessing this is some manner of corporate media that's telling us this story.
Forbes.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. Yep. So Forbes has absolutely every interest in maintaining its existence inside the government-approved Overton window. Certain things you can talk about, certain things you cannot talk about. Certain narratives are acceptable. There's more than one, usually two. But certain narratives are acceptable. One of those narratives is, see how our brave FBI agents are foiling ISIS even in our own country.
Yes, that's what this is about.
That is an acceptable narrative.
Yep.
What is not an acceptable narrative is questioning the value of what the FBI does in their interactions with suspected terrorists.
Or questioning whether or not this man would have done anything to further his alleged plot without the assistance, financial and otherwise, of the FBI.
Yeah, that's way outside.
Yeah.
I mean, how does that glorify politicians? How does that steal power from individuals? And if it doesn't steal power from individuals, you're not allowed to say it.
So I want to skip down to another detail here. Shahab was convinced his WhatsApp account was secure, but of course the FBI had gotten a warrant to put essentially what is called a PIN register on the account, which would identify how often the account was used, what numbers it was contacting, and when it was active.
Mm-hmm.
Shahab seemed convinced it was secure, but was unaware the confidential sources were passing on messages to the FBI. So, of course, even though WhatsApp is supposedly encrypted, if you're talking to somebody who's working for the government, they have the entire chat logs. Nor was he aware that starting in October, he was using a phone that he was given by the informant, derp, at the FBI's request. So guess what? They put spyware on a phone and then had their agent, well, their informant, who's basically their agent, working for them, hand it to him.
So Reminds me of the Anon phones. Did you hear about those?
The ones the FBI created?
Yeah. So the mafia were passing these around because they were, the perfect anonymous burner phones that the FBI handed them to you. Yeah.
So, yeah, the FBI provided this guy with a phone. The FBI provided him with plane fares. The informant noted the target was a keen user of WhatsApp and was a member of Ba'ath and ISIS chat groups on the app. Now, if you just take that statement at face value, it makes it sound like, ISIS is on WhatsApp. And maybe there are people who believe they're ISIS that are on WhatsApp. But again, like the situation with the Michigan quote-unquote militia, where, I don't know, was it a majority of them were FBI agents? We don't have an exact count, but it was more than a few, from what I understand. How many of the people who are in the supposed Ba'ath and ISIS chat rooms are actually themselves FBI agents? 90%?
That brings us back to the story about the Buffalo guy with the chat room and the 15 people he sent the thing.
Mm-hmm.
How many of them were actual people versus FBI agents?
I'd also like to take this opportunity to point out ex-CIA affiliate ISIS may be involved in this. I mean,
they might be.
I mean, like this whole story is about ISIS, right? Well, ISIS, gee, where did they come from? Did maybe possibly the Central Intelligence Agency train up a bunch of Afghanistan warriors to fight the Soviet Union? Oh, right. Yeah, exactly where they came
except
from.
Back in the day, they were called the Afghani Freedom Fighters.
Of course.
Because they were against Russia at that point and thus getting the funding and the training and all that kind of stuff. But once they were out of that, once Russia had left or whatever, then they became ISIS instead of, as far as the U.S. is concerned, right? All the government officials started referring to them differently. Instead of calling them the Afghani Freedom Fighters, right, then they became ISIS somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know a whole lot. Again, the complaint against this man hasn't even been revealed, so there's very little to go on here. But just based on the scant amount that we do have provided by the mainstream media, it seems pretty clear the FBI, through their confidential informants, were highly involved in whatever this supposed ISIS plot was. There's no evidence whatsoever that ISIS, quote-unquote, was actually involved in anything. Just because they have one guy in the United States who believes he's part of ISIS because he was in a chat room probably with other FBI agents pretending to be ISIS doesn't mean that ISIS themselves, whoever that is, actually had anything to do with this. Or maybe they did. Again, we don't know. It's too early to say. But given the way the FBI behaves, it seems like it was all there.
Well, maybe it's like Anonymous and Antifa, that as soon as you believe in the Islamic State in Syria, you are part of ISIS.
Yeah.
But that does make it a lot less threatening than like an organized terrorist force.
Yeah, and again, my question before, if there were other guys, this guy was supposedly a smuggler. He was later in the story it says that he allegedly claimed that he'd already smuggled two individuals associated with Hezbollah into the country. So supposedly he's going to charge $15,000 a piece and smuggle four guys in that he says are, going to help him or whatever. Well, why wouldn't they just let it play out? And the reason, in my opinion, beyond your speculation, it just wasn't worth the wait or whatever for the PR value that they would get out of it, which is a fair consideration. I think it was because they probably weren't who he thought they were. It's probably because they were just people in a chat room who were actual FBI agents who never had the intention to be smuggled in because they were sitting in an office in, you know, Washington, D.C. instead of in Turkey or wherever it was that he thought that they were.
And the truth is we'll never know. For all we know, these were actual terrorists that the CIA said, no, 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 leave them here. We have a plan for those guys.
Could be. Who knows what the truth is? And, of course, if the guy takes the plea deal, then none of these things will ever be brought out of court.
How old is Bush now? Doesn't he have 1 foot in the grave?
70, I think. 75.
75.
Yeah. The number is 603-283-6160. You want to weigh in? You can join us here. CBDC's coming up.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Forkfest is coming up fast. We are 1 month away.
Get your forks ready.
From the decentralized Libertarian Camping Festival that happens here in New Hampshire, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's going to be June 27th through July 3rd. This year. And, of course, it comes the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is a sold-out event this year. Last year it was sold out for the first time ever. This year they increased the number of tickets by 500 and sold out again. So Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, is going to be packed. The Forkfest happens a week after. It's much more laid back, although we don't know how many people are going to show up. It could be really busy this year. We have no idea. There's no tickets for Forkfest. You just get your RV site, your motel room, or your camping site from Rogers Campground for June 27th through July 3rd and come hang out over a week. Or if you can only come up for the weekend, come up for that because that's when the hotel has a spectacular fireworks show that's been going on for more than 40 years at that location. I mean, it's worth it to come out just for a few days if that's all you can do. But we'll look forward to seeing you there. You can go to forkfest.party to learn more about the event. Connect in advance via the Forkfest chat rooms. There's a forum as well, so you can find out what other people are planning to do, because it's kind of a do-your-own thing, where if you want to create a thing for people to enjoy, maybe it's playing poker, maybe it's you're going to cook for people.
You can have your own fest with blackjack and hookers.
You can do that, absolutely, at forkfest.party. So you can go learn more about that. Again, June 27th through July 3rd. That's coming up fast. You should be making your plans now if you haven't gotten your campsite yet.
I was explaining Forkfest to somebody that didn't really have a grip on it, and they thought that it was like, is it one of those food truck festivals? Because it's called Forkfest.
That'd be awesome. Bring a food truck. Hell yeah. I don't think we've had that yet. There have been some people cooking at Forkfest in the past, but I don't think an actual food truck has been there for the full week. It would be great if that actually happened. But it's up to you guys.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what happens this year because Porkfest is so oversold.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it could go either way where there's just like a really nice let off of like all of the hustle and bustle, or it might just be that a bunch of people stick around for a little while.
We will see. Let's go to your phone calls, though. Steven is on the line in Washington. Steven, you're on Free Talk Live.
All right, so I got to say this. Conspiracy business right now is a good time to be in that business. It's a coincidence that this 18-year-old kid in Uvalde had $5,000 to just go splurge on these nice rifles, and then the cops were told to stay in the hallway. The coincidence just doesn't make sense to me.
Maybe he's a good saver. I mean, I had $10,000 when I graduated high school.
He did shoot his grandma too, supposedly. So you know, maybe
could've
he knew. Maybe he knew how to spend her money or had access to credit or something. I don't know. But you're certainly right. It is suspicious.
I have never found any of these to have no suspiciousness to it. To the greater argument that it's a good time to be in the conspiracy business, well, there's a lot of scarcity of conspiracies because...
They're coming true?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's memes going around. They're like, if you know a conspiracy theorist or you have one in your life, you need to say thank you. Say sorry.
I mean, we are running out of, like, harebrained schemes here. Oh, can I run a few of them just real quick?
Sure.
Just some harebrained schemes. I don't think they'll happen, but I want to get this out. Alien invasion?
People have been saying that for a long time.
I think we don't know, man. Like, this is the crash of the empire. They might try to stage an alien invasion. Russian hackers, another real possibility, like, that bring down the internet.
Well, if anything gets hacked, they're going to blame Russia, but whether it was Russian or not, I mean, it's...
Does make you wonder.
Could very well be the FBI.
And one that I just came up with, monkey smallpox.
Came up with that
yes,
one.
Yes, yes. There's been, like, there were a couple of, like, weird little news stories of, like, smallpox vials going missing and stuff or being found where they shouldn't be. And, like, there's this whole monkeypox thing.
Yeah.
And Lord knows they loved what we did for COVID.
I thought
like,
these
obedient serfs are doing exactly what we tell them.
I hate to be Captain Grammar, but I believe the K is silent.
Moneypox.
Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, don't get me wrong. If they can, they're going to make a buku bit of bucks off of it.
Steven, what else do you want to share? Anything else? I guess he's gone. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate
somebody
it.
Somebody sprayed a can of steam and be gone.
Yeah, I mean, just a quick note. Like, so Alex Jones got in trouble for basically doubting too much. He took a little too much doubt when the Sandy Hook came around. Mm-hmm. But I can totally understand, like, reaching the point where you're like, wow, I hear about all these terrible things that have a lot of suspicious elements through a media corporation conglomerate that I do not trust. So who knows what's actually happening in reality?
I prefer to have conspiracy theorists around because, really, most conspiracy theorists are pretty good at pattern recognition. And then also, like, it goes back to, like, Socrates, man. Like, if you're not allowed to question everything, then, I mean, something else is going on. There's somebody trying to control you. You should be able to question everything. You should be able to follow the evidence until your heart's content and theorize and suppose of what might be. Mm-hmm. It's called having an imagination, right?
You've just got to remember to question your questioning instead of, like, having faith in a conspiracy theory that
correct.
You have.
Yes. I could be wrong, but I think...
Yeah, question the official story. Also, question your own story.
Well, what happened with the Alex Jones case? I didn't follow it very closely. He denied the existence of the school shooting in Connecticut, right? The one at the first one at the elementary school?
I was completely out of the corporate media loop at the time, so mm-hmm. I actually didn't get a full story. But yeah, basically, he denied that there was a Sandy Hook shooting.
And basically, those people said, that hurt our feelings, and so pay us millions of dollars.
Yeah.
That's what happened?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't follow it. I wasn't paying attention.
That's the gist of what I got from, you know, not looking at it closely. If somebody out there followed that case closely and can specify what that was actually about, because that seems outrageous, right? Like, that just because somebody gets on the air on a radio show and has an opinion that is insane, right? The whole idea that shooting didn't happen seems pretty crazy, but that was what he apparently was promoting, and that would make him liable for something? That seems absolutely sick.
Yeah. And to me, the story here is the reporting on his reporting, because there are literally two things that your average person, if they know about him at all, will have heard about. They will have heard of the Sandy Hook thing, mm-hmm. and they will heard about the gay frogs, and, like, that's it. And really, he is surprisingly difficult to discredit because he keeps his theories keep getting
he's been
announced.
Wrong a ton. If you go back and you look at all the predictions Alex Jones has made, he's like Nostradamus, you know, where he's wrong 96 or 99 or whatever percent of the time. And, of course, if you make enough predictions, you're going to hit something.
Well, yeah, don't make predictions. But when he's talking about what is happening, he's usually right. Now, if he's talking about what is going to happen, we're going to be invaded by the CCP tomorrow! Mm-hmm. Well, no, he's going to be wrong about that.
Yeah.
But
I
if
only,
he's like, the CCP did X, Y, and Z, he's usually got the documents to show.
I only paid attention to Alex Jones for a short period of time, and I learned way more from the guests he'd have on his show than I ever did from him.
There's a number. If you want to join us here, it's 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves, by the way. You don't have to talk about what we've been discussing. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. I know people wanted to get into CBDCs, the central bank digital currencies on the international scene. Coming up, this is Free Talk.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he was misled about what happened in Uvalde at Robb Elementary School. He said the information he provided at a news conference earlier this week was a recitation of what law enforcement told him beforehand.
as everybody has learned, the information that I was given turned out in part to be inaccurate. And I'm absolutely livid about that.
Abbott was responding to a news conference from Colonel Stephen McCraw with the Texas Department of Public Safety, where he provided major points that were far different from official accounts given earlier in the week. The recount is underway in the Keystone State to determine the GOP nominee for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. Celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz and former hedge fund CEO Dave McCormick are barely separated by 900 votes. This is USA Radio News. Ukraine says its forces may need to retreat from their last pocket of resistance in Luhansk to avoid being captured by Russian troops as they advance in eastern Ukraine. A withdrawal could bring Russian President Vladimir Putin closer to his goal of capturing Ukraine's Luhansk and Donetsk regions. His troops have gained ground in the two areas collectively known as the Donbass region while blasting some towns in the process. Federal jurors in Washington will deliberate the fate of lawyer Michael Sussman on Tuesday. He's accused of lying to the FBI about whether he was working on behalf of a client with Democratic political interests when he brought the Bureau allegations about questionable links between a Russian bank and former President Trump's company before the 2016 campaign. Prosecutors say Sussman wanted to use the FBI and major news outlets to deliver an October surprise that would have handed the White House to Hillary Clinton. For the first time in several weeks, Wall Street finished a winner going into the weekend. The Dow closed up 6% for the week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday episode of the show. And the phones are open if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. We have a social media platform at social.freetalklive.com. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Other Free Talk Live hosts are there as well, and it is free. We run the platform, so it's not some sort of big tech mega corporation thing. It is there for you, so please enjoy over at social.freetalklive.com. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. First up, Major Payne is on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Major. Well, I have heard through the grapevine that this monkeypox thing is basically spread through transition of bodily fluids, like the AIDS virus was. And evidently there's been an outbreak which is astronomically huge, considering how they've been saying, oh, there's one here and there's one there. 28 of them in Quebec. So I was wondering if Quebec was one of these gay bastions. And if this isn't being spread by wild simian sex, or should we call it monkey love?
Perhaps there's an orgy at the zoo? I don't know.
I don't know. Well, they say that the AIDS virus came from...
the blue monkey, or the green monkey, I'm not sure. A colored monkey of some sort.
Well, who knows?
It's going to be colored monkeys. I just can't remember which color. It was the green monkey? Or, yeah.
Well, you see, Canadians have grown tired of being polite, and now they greet each other by spitting each other's eyes.
Major, I don't know if Quebec is any more gay than the rest of the provinces in Canada. I've never heard that, but then again, I don't really put my ear to the ground to listen for those sorts of things. So thanks for the call tonight. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Hey, that was a really good laugh I got with all the... By the way, it's the yellow and green monkey, not the blue monkey.
It's yeah, I was just looking it up on my magic rectangle. It says a new family tree for African green monkeys, so it's indeed the green monkey, not the blue monkey.
What do you call it, the blue monkey? I don't really know.
What are we saying about the green monkey? It started the monkeypox?
No, they were the green monkey was blamed for the origin of the AIDS virus. For somehow it transitioned from the green monkey to humans, and of course people
can only
assume how that was done. Uh-huh.
Well, this is what happens when you expose to seawater the brass monkey.
That fucking monkey.
All right, Sarah, what are you calling about tonight? Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say that using lard in our cooking has become fashionable. So it's a trend. Now we're finding that natural lard, cholesterol, is actually good for us.
Yeah.
So this has been done for hundreds of years, to make pie crust and biscuits were made of using lard. And so that...
Until Crisco ruined it all.
Well, actually, Crisco is probably more lethal.
Oh, yeah.
The shortening is actually man-made material. I mean, man-made oil. What they do is it's so-called hydrogenated. So they take a vegetable oil and they force hydrogen molecules on the vegetable oil. That's why it's called hydrogenated.
You know, Sarah,
but it's artificial.
You're spot on, and I only know this because I've been engaging in some dietary changes myself recently, and I've looked up some of this stuff. It is true that. You know, the industry had it wrong. The food pyramid that we were all taught in school was wrong.
That was the government that created that.
Absolutely, it was. And, you know, good fats exist from animal fats, from plants, and all that kind of thing. And, in fact, it's carbohydrates that are the poison and are the evil to a larger extent than fat. Fat will kill you probably, but less so than carbohydrates and, of course, processed foods.
So you're saying Sarah is absolutely right about something.
And also, this might be the best call I think Sarah has ever had. Like,
they have been lying about the natural cholesterol. So cholesterol and avocados, cholesterol in cheese, and lard and bacon grease and butter. Natural butter.
All good for you.
Why would you trust the government then? If you know they're lying to you about one of the most basic things, Sarah, about what you put in your body, if they're willing to lie to you about that, why do you believe them on so many other things and think they're good?
But the government, some of them are, depending on who the pharmaceutical was behind this, but they could sell their medication, depending on who are they, bought out by the oil
companies.
So
you know the medical industrial complex is a big scam.
Well, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
All right. We're on the same page on that one. Would you agree the military industrial complex is also a big scam?
Well, of course.
Okay. All right. So we agree. We agree on that one. So you can't trust those people. Why would you trust anyone in a position of power?
They actually try to do good. So the good does come of it. You need government for a lot of the things. I mean, I went to the art center today, and obviously it's
services.
Open to the public.
I do need services that the government likes to provide exclusively.
But the art center could be run by a private group. It could be run by a bunch of art fans, right, that could fund themselves by charging admission or a membership or, you know, a yearly
or as a charity
thing. Yeah, exactly. Sarah, we don't need the state to do any of those things, but I thank you for the call tonight.
Just a quick note on the Crisco. So these are hydrogenated oils was a big issue that became part of the news as trans fats primarily.
Mm-hmm.
But the original Crisco recipe was a cottonseed oil. oil, and any kind of seed oil has tremendous health effects, and not positive ones.
Yeah. How does margarine factor in here?
Is margarine is fully hydrogenated oil.
Yeah, so it's bad.
Yeah, so if you take...
I knew it was bad, I just didn't know what its relationship was.
Yeah, so you've got basically fats and oils is how we like linguistically categorize them, but those aren't technical. But so you've got like butter, right? Butter is supposed to be a solid at room temperature, whereas oils that are like, your vegetable oils are supposed to be liquid at room temperature. So now if you take a vegetable oil and you expose it to a bunch of hydrogen, it warps the molecular structure of that so that it can then stack up the way that butter does, which is pleasing to the mouth feel of the thing. But you cannot digest it, and it will literally just wander around in your bloodstream until it just breaks down at random.
In layman's terms, margarine is fake butter, right? It's oil that has been processed
during World War II.
Yeah, of course. And the same thing goes with the processed cheese food. It's largely just oil that tastes like cheese. That's why there was such a...
Isn't that what American cheese is?
Well, some of them. American is a style, but if you're talking about the slices that you got to peel open, generally those are the bad ones, right?
Okay.
So if you're going to eat stuff, try and eat the closest you can to the natural stuff.
Right.
Real butter, real cream, right? You want avocados are good, healthy fats for you. The same thing with, like, bacon is just fine. For you, the fats in that are completely healthy for humans to eat.
So I've heard that the seed oils are bad news, but why is that?
So all of this has to do with what you have the ability to process.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take it from the creationist or the evolutionary perspective. In either case, you end up with a circumstance where the natural world is basically digestible, where you possess the enzymes for the things that are naturally found in your environment. So you have the enzymes to digest vegetable oils because they're in vegetables, and you have the enzymes to digest like milk fat, butter, bacon fat, things like that. But when you start warping and twisting these things on a molecular level, or like extracting oils from seeds can basically only be done through excessive petrochemical usage, and that's the only way to get them out of the seeds.
Because we can eat seeds, can we not?
We can, but the amount of seeds that you have to eat in order to get that much oil is extremely high.
I see.
Yeah, and it's the processed foods, really, that are bad for the human being. They, like he's saying, they can't process it because it's been put through all this weird and intense processing that it's not a naturally occurring thing.
Unnatural.
Your body doesn't know what to do with it.
And poison's always in the dosage.
That's true. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us here and share your thoughts in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented recommended hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Phone's open 603-283-6160. If you call now, we should be able to get you in here. In these remaining moments, happening right now, 603-283-6160. If you don't get in tonight, that's okay. We've got a live Sunday show. The captain will be heading up tomorrow night.
I will, won't I?
Yeah. So join him for that. We're on every day, 7 days a week. We're live, 7 to 10 at night Eastern time.
We got, aren't we?
Call in earlier who said, oh, you're only on 1 hour during the week. No, we're only on your radio station in where he lives because they only carry 1 hour of our weekday show. But we're here 3 hours a night, nights a week. You can go to freetalklive.com, download archives of the show there. You can also subscribe to receive them automatically, which is the easiest way to do it. So if you have a podcast client, a lot of people use iTunes. I don't recommend it, but a lot of people use it. You put our podcast feed URL into your podcast client, and it automatically delivers the latest episode to you, and you can subscribe to three different podcasts over at feeds.freetalklive.com. We get the main podcast, which has everything that we put out, and then there's the digest-only one for those of you that are time-challenged, and then there's the episodes-only one, which has just our full episodes. It doesn't include the digest if you don't care about those. So head over to feeds.freetalklive.com. Peekless, you wanted to discuss the looming threat of the CBDC, the central bank digital currency. People are going to start hearing about this more and more often, unfortunately, here in the United States. It isn't a done deal here yet, but the Federal Reserve Bank is looking real hard at doing this, and countries around the world are also. China's been moving forward on this. Other countries, I believe the Bahamas, I think, is in the midst of creating one, if I recall correctly. But what did you want to say about it?
Well, so one of the things that's been in the news in a big way relatively recently was Russia getting kicked off the SWIFT system.
Mm-hmm. That's the international bank transfer system.
Right. So I've got an article here from SWIFT.com. New experiments pave way for international payments using CBDCs. And I would just like to say it's not an ocean of CBD, unfortunately. But
it's too bad.
Thank you. But so basically the SWIFT system is trying to monopolize the international settlements between these countries' central bank digital currencies.
Okay.
And this is absolutely crucial for a number of reasons, one of them being that digital ID systems are being brought into being in, like, the EU, especially in France.
Canada's been pushing that recently, too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And the one in the EU is even called a wallet. So, I mean, these have absolutely everything to do with, like, your social compliance.
Heck, Iowa had a trial in... was it Iowa, Idaho, one of the I states?
Really?
They had a trial. Yeah, we did an article on it here on Free Talk Live, where they were rolling out this, the equivalent of a digital driver's license, and it was saying that, like, all these things can be tied into it, including, all the things that a driver's license does, right, including, like, organ donation and that kind of thing, but then also, like, your driving record and, like, paying your tolls and your easy pass and, all these other things could be rolled into this thing. So it's scary stuff.
It really is. And, I mean, like the caller was pointing out earlier, it's a great time to be in conspiracies. And as we responded, because we're running out. I mean, like, okay, how hard is it once you've established a digital identification system that is also your international wallet? And how hard is it to put an RFID chip into your hand that has this? Oh, and of course, it's tied to your entire medical history. And it's your bank system that can be cut off, and it is biometrically attached to your face. I mean, this is absolute nightmare fuel.
Or it's required for you to power up your vehicle, so if they do cut you off, now you can't go anywhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and all the tech is here for all of this.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, how many cars, like, oh, well, I don't even have to put my key into my card. It just has to detect that I have my key.
I have to be near.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And how convenient would it be? I mean, and it kind of ties into, you had mentioned that they kind of want to do away with password systems and just have it biometrically attached.
Mm.
I mean, wouldn't it just be so perfectly convenient to have all of these systems running together in a single system? Call it Web 3.0. And we'll use blockchain technologies. I mean, not distributed blockchain technologies. Mm. No, we need central control for these systems. How else are we going to turn off the bank accounts of the bad people? And how do we know the bad people? Well, whatever we decide are bad people.
Well, we already know that China, of course, has its social credit system, and that is there's a digital component to that. It's primarily digital.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it goes way back, though. I mean, they've had different categories that people in society have been part of for decades in communist countries, and that happens in North Korea as well, where if you're a potential threat to the state, you're not in the good category. You're in the "we're watching you" constantly category. And China's got that too. Now they've digitized it.
It's very reminiscent of Brave New World, where there's this one class of people that, I mean, it gives off-grid a whole new meaning. Right, where you've been cut off by the system, right? There's only one system. You've been cut off by it. And so now you're relegated to, like, a life outside of all the luxuries,
You're an outlaw.
You are literally an outlaw, and you live outside of the technologically advanced community because you can be cut off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's literally a class-dividing system.
And honestly, I think both of these are real possibilities, even simultaneously. Like, it's not even a one or the other. Because, like, yes, they are absolutely setting up a digital biometric control grid. However, I can be my own bank. And I gotta tell you, in my community, I can buy food, I can pay for rent, and they can shut down my bank account all they want. And it's not gonna even slow me down. So there's going to be both of these possibilities existing simultaneously of you can be in the SWIFT verified, potentially, central bank digital currency of whatever country you have been unfortunately born to, Or you might just come live in New Hampshire. And
if you're libertarian, we want you to come here. If you're not, you should stay away.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you would like to stay out of the, you know, socio-fascist global system, this is a way of doing it.
Let's go to Jack in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live, Jack.
Well, Sarah's call is pretty awesome earlier.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
Yeah. Well, it made me think. It's like, remember the government? Remember the triangle where the bread was at the top and the proteins were at the bottom?
The food pyramid.
We actually talked about that over the break.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now it's been like, I don't know if a triangle could do a 180, but it sure has.
Mm-hmm.
So if people of common sense would just refer to that one simple thing, and they could come to the understanding the government doesn't know anything, and they just teach the lies.
No. That's where you're mistaken. No. The government knows exactly what they're doing. It's the fact that they have been paid by the people who are growing a lot of wheat and have wheat as a primary and very controlled export.
Yes.
They're the ones that got the government through their agencies to say, here's the food pyramid that they are definitely going to put out in the public school system.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's a direct message that the population, if they're awake at all, they should be able to realize that that's what the government's doing. I'm saying that's a sign that the government is purposely doing these things. And then on diet, real quick, I'm going to get off, but being a vegan, if you want to be a vegetarian. But do you think it's healthier to pick one or the other, combine the two? That's my last.
I don't think anyone here is a vegan.
Not in the room, no.
No, but I think does that make you healthier?
I don't know. I believe, I know that there are vegans that exist in the planet and that I've even known people who are, and they seem perfectly healthy to me.
There are also vegans who have left veganism, and they swear that they feel better after they've left. So, I mean, everybody's different. Maybe it's right for some people and not so right for a lot of other people.
Yeah, when it comes to diet and to medicine, there are tendencies and trends, but to apply them to a particular individual is very difficult.
Thanks, Jack, for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate it. The CBDC is a threat, and a lot of people don't understand it. It is something they've been talking about for a long time. You talk about control grids and conspiracy theories coming true. The federal government, of course, has been pushing real ID, so-called, for close to two decades now. They have yet to actually, as I understand it, still officially roll it out. Remember, they were saying
it mandatory.
They kept
saying
they were going to require it for people to fly on airlines, and
they
had like a firm deadline of October 2020 or 2021 or whatever. And they said there was a firm deadline this time. They pushed it back again. So like they keep pushing it back.
Well, they want to check who's willing to risk not being allowed to fly.
Yeah.
Oh, turns out it's a lot of people willing to risk it.
Yeah. So you know it's a slow rollout, but we can see what their plan is, and we've been talking about it for years here on Free Talk Live. I will certainly keep an eye on it, and the CBDCs are the latest plot. We will continue to update you as we learn more. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com. Enjoy your weekend.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.